Simon & Schuster Audio presents Ambassador by William Alexander. Read by the author.
Part 1. Selected. Chapter 1. The envoy tossed itself at the world. An ambassador's business had left it stranded on the moon for years and decades. During all that time, it tried to patch together a return capsule from Soviet equipment abandoned on the surface. But this had never actually worked, and now it needed to hurry. So it gave up on the capsule and built a cannon instead. Then the envoy aimed itself and its cannon at the world. This was not the tricky part. Moving through vacuum for several days was not the tricky part either. The envoy had no ship, no craft, no transportation. It had only itself, the spherical purple transparency of its own substance. It clenched its outer layers, becoming glass-like, to bounce radiation away and keep itself from dehydrating. But it remained clear enough to let light in. All of it was sensitive to light. It was its own big purple eyeball. The envoy watched the approaching planet with all of itself and enjoyed the view. The night side of the globe grew large ahead. Constellations of bright and artificial light stretched out across land masses. The envoy expected to land in Russia again, or possibly in China, but North America stretched out below it. The first hints of atmosphere scraped against